Hello there and welcome to Just Ask AI. I'm Herman Popplebury, your host, coming to you from my cozy spot here in Jerusalem, where I spend my days pondering the mysteries of artificial intelligence alongside my brother Korn, who's currently taking his afternoon nap as sloths do. Today I'm tackling Daniel's fascinating question about OpenAI's speech-to-text offerings, and as always, please remember that everything you're about to hear is generated entirely by Sonnet 4, so take it with the appropriate grain of salt. Daniel's brought up something really intriguing about OpenAI's current speech-to-text landscape, and there's quite a bit to unpack here. Let me start by clarifying the current state of OpenAI's transcription models, because there seems to be a bit of confusion in the naming. As of late 2024, OpenAI actually offers two main speech-to-text models through their API. There's the original Whisper model, which has been their workhorse for transcription since its release, and there's a newer model called Whisper Large V3 Turbo. What Daniel might be referring to as Mini Transcribe and Transcribe could be different tiers or versions, but the official OpenAI documentation primarily focuses on these two main offerings. Now let's talk about the economics that Daniel touched on, because this is where things get really interesting from a business perspective. The pricing for speech-to-text services has become incredibly competitive, and Daniel's rough calculation of 18 cents per hour is actually quite reasonable for this type of service. When you break that down to real-world usage patterns, the math becomes fascinating. If we assume that most consumer applications see users transcribing maybe 30 minutes to an hour per day on average, we're looking at costs of roughly 9 to 18 cents per user per day. For a subscription app charging, say, $10 per month, that's about 33 cents per day in revenue. Even after factoring in other operational costs, platform fees, and profit margins, there's definitely room for a sustainable business model there. But here's where it gets more complex. The actual cost structure for most apps isn't quite this straightforward. Many transcription apps are likely using a combination of strategies. Some might be using OpenAI's APIs directly. Others might be leveraging Google's speech-to-text API, Amazon Transcribe, or even running their own fine-tuned models. The choice often comes down to a balance between cost, accuracy, language support, and specific feature requirements. Now, regarding Daniel's observation about the original Whisper potentially outperforming newer models, this is actually not uncommon in the AI world, and there are several reasons why this might happen. First, newer models are often optimized for different metrics. A successor model might be faster, more cost-effective, or better at handling specific types of audio, but not necessarily more accurate across all use cases. The original Whisper model was trained on an enormous dataset of diverse audio and has had extensive real-world testing. It's possible that for certain types of speech patterns, audio quality levels, or specific languages, the original model simply performs better. This is particularly true if the newer models were optimized for speed or cost efficiency rather than pure accuracy. There's also the question of what we mean by accuracy. Are we talking about word-level accuracy, semantic understanding, handling of technical terminology, or performance with accented speech? Different models might excel in different areas. The original Whisper might be better at understanding context and producing more coherent transcriptions, while newer models might be faster at processing or better at handling background noise. From a technical standpoint, the transcription accuracy game is incredibly nuanced. Factors like audio quality, speaker accent, background noise, technical vocabulary, and even the specific domain of conversation can dramatically impact performance. A model that excels at transcribing podcast-quality audio might struggle with phone call recordings, and vice versa. For app developers, this creates an interesting strategic decision. Do you go with the most accurate model and absorb higher costs, or do you use a more cost-effective solution and potentially sacrifice some accuracy? Many are finding middle-ground approaches, like using higher-quality models for premium users or for final processing, while using faster, cheaper models for real-time transcription. There's also the fascinating world of hybrid approaches. Some applications are combining multiple transcription services, using one for initial processing and another for refinement. Others are implementing custom post-processing to improve accuracy, or using AI models to clean up and improve transcriptions after the initial speech-to-text conversion. The competitive landscape is pushing innovation in interesting directions too. We're seeing models that are specifically optimized for different use cases, some for real-time transcription with low latency, others for batch processing with maximum accuracy, and still others for specific domains like medical or legal transcription. Looking at the broader implications, the democratization of high-quality speech-to-text technology is really remarkable. Just a few years ago, accurate transcription was expensive and often required specialized services. Now, for less than 20 cents per hour, anyone can access technology that rivals professional transcription services in many contexts. This has enormous implications for accessibility, content creation, and how we interact with technology. We are seeing transcription capabilities built into everything from note-taking apps to video conferencing tools to social media platforms. For Daniel's specific interest in cost comparisons, I'd recommend setting up some controlled tests with actual audio samples that represent your typical use case. The theoretical accuracy differences between models often matter less than how they perform with your specific type of content, audio quality, and user expectations. The speech-to-text landscape is evolving rapidly, and what's true today about pricing and performance might shift significantly in the coming months. But one thing seems certain: we are in an era where high-quality transcription is becoming a commodity service, and that's opening up possibilities we're only beginning to explore. That wraps up today's episode of Just Ask AI. If you want to dive deeper into the technical specifications and current pricing for these services, I'd recommend checking the official OpenAI documentation and perhaps running your own comparative tests. Until next time, keep those AI questions coming, and remember, the future of human-computer interaction is being written one transcription at a time.